Hello, hello, darling Rage Nation. I missed you guys. I didn't get in to record this morning, but I am here this afternoon, and I'm excited to start a brand new series with you guys. I'm gonna be talking about finding your voice. And this is a subject that's really near and dear to my heart because it's a journey that I have personally been on over the course of my entire life, but especially in the last couple of years, I've really been doing a lot of inner work to kind of clear out all the garbage and all the lies and all of the things that aren't really me, and to try to uncover my true voice. Now, this subject is kind of hard to talk about because it can be so broad and so specific at the same time. And when it comes to the process of uncovering your own voice, that can mean different things for different people. When we're talking about on this channel, in Darling Rage Nation, uncovering your true voice, what I'm gonna specifically be kind of honing in on is your creative voice. But I mean, it also is really closely related to you, like who you are on the inside, who you are when no one else is watching, which can be a kind of scary notion to dig into, and I get that. But nevertheless, we are going to dig in. So, when it comes to finding your voice, it's really, really easy to kind of gloss over that term and to kind of stay surface level and to stay in this kind of zone where we're talking about, you know, what you're really good at and the different things that you've mastered, and we tie in our voice to what we do as an occupation, whether we love that or we hate it, right? And I would argue that your voice goes way deeper than what you do. It goes even deeper than who you sense yourself to be. It's who you are at your very core. So lots of people talk about your inner voice in different ways. A lot of people talk about finding their inner voice during like meditation, and some people argue that that is a whisper of, you know, God or the universe or whatever you call it, or just their ego. And a lot of times people will drive themselves crazy over, you know, like what it even means and whose voice is it anyway and what does it even mean to have an authentic voice. And it can all get pretty confusing. So that is the lofty and yet intimate thing that we are going to be tackling over the next week or so. I'm going to be talking to you guys about what it means to find your inner voice, the questions that you can ask yourself in order to search that out, the processes that I've gone through to start uncovering my own inner voice, my creative voice. And it goes so much further than your preferences, your likes or dislikes, your opinions, your style, right? It's so much deeper than that. So I'm really excited to embark on this journey with you guys. What I would love to hear from you today is what comes up when you hear me say, find your voice? What thoughts do you have? What questions do you have? I would love for you to call in, and I would love to hear from you, publish some of your calls, and to start this conversation. So I can't wait to hear from you. Hope you're having a fantastic Thursday. Rage on, darlings.
Jacob, I'm gonna get to you. I'm gonna get to you.
Yeah.
Really? You gonna climb on the thing? What do you have to say about that?
Psych.
Oh, good job.
Okay, so Darling Rage Nation, you may be wondering, how in the world do I find my voice? What steps can I actually take to start digging into that process? What does that even mean? Those were all questions that I asked myself when I really truly started this process, and those are really good places to start, honestly. And I think the first step that everyone really needs to take is to start hanging out with yourself. And what I mean by that is you really need to start getting curious about your emotions, your reactions, your thoughts, getting curious about them and not judgmental. I love that quote. I think it's by Walt Whitman, but you can correct me if I'm wrong. Be curious, not judgmental. That is true on many fronts, but I have actually applied it to my own life when it comes to my thoughts and emotions. One of the biggest tools that I have found that has helped me to dig deeper into who I am, my own voice, who I was created to be, what I'm truly made up of at my core, is to be in silence with myself. And that for me looks like meditation. It looks like taking some time out each day, even if it's only a couple of minutes, to start listening to my thoughts, to start observing them. And before you go, oh my gosh, she's gonna start talking about meditation and it's so woo-woo, and like, I know that half of you were totally on board with me already and half of you were really not sure what I'm even talking about, and that's okay. All I mean by meditation is literally taking a couple of minutes, being quiet, turning your phone off, closing your eyes, focusing on breathing, and starting to imagine yourself as though you are sitting on the side of a highway watching your thoughts go by. And it's totally normal for those thoughts to be crazy and to get carried away with them. You just have to take it back every single time. And I'm not gonna go into detail about meditation and good ways to do it. I would honestly suggest to you that you try out a couple of the really great apps that are out there. Like, there's Calm and Headspace. Those are two of the apps that I love that have some free content that help you, like, walk you through the process of learning to meditate. But coming back to it, that whole notion of sitting with yourself, turning off the phone, turning off the noise, really taking time to start getting to know yourself again. It might be a scary concept because maybe you've been going, hustling nonstop for so long that you're kind of afraid what you might find when you stop to sit and think about your thoughts and truly observe them. But let me ask you this. Do you really, really, truly want to come to the end of your life having hustled and worked hard and just gone at it hard, but never really taking the time to observe yourself, to get to know yourself, to find who you are at your core, your hopes, your dreams, your goals, your aspirations? Do you really want to get to the end of your life and have regrets because you never took the time to stop and get to know yourself? That's the first question that you need to ask yourself. Do you really want that? The second question is, what do I really want? And can I take time out? Am I willing to take that time out? Can I take a minute a day to just stop the noise, stop the scroll, and really sit in silence and start to get to know myself? You will be surprised what you will start to uncover. And I would love to hear from you about your journey through this. I'll continue to tell you more of mine as we go, but that is tip number one. You need to stop, be quiet, start getting to know yourself, be curious and not judgmental about your thoughts, your reactions, your feelings. Start digging in, become a student of yourself. It'll be crazy what you find along the way. So, what I want you to do is block out 2 minutes, 5 minutes, 10 minutes. for the next 30 days, commit to blocking out at least a couple of minutes each morning when you wake up or each evening, whatever works for you. Find some dead space, because finding out yourself, becoming a student of yourself, is really important. And getting curious about who you are, who you were made to be at your core, is your life's work. So that's your assignment, is to start learning about yourself, start asking yourself some questions. The first question that you can begin to meditate on is, what did I want to be when I was 5 years old? What were those dreams that I had when I was younger, before I was filled with responsibilities, with fears, with anxieties? A lot of the times, our younger selves, our childlike selves, are really good places to start for clues of our inner desires and hopes and dreams. Now, that doesn't necessarily mean that if you were 3 and wanted to be a ballerina, that you now want to be exactly that again. However, if you go back and start really digging into your 3-year-old self and what she wanted to be or what he wanted to be, there are most certainly clues for you there that will start leading you to that breadcrumb trail towards your deepest self or your core, your desires, your goals, those things that you really want but maybe are afraid to dig into, maybe you're afraid to dream about, maybe are afraid to ask for whatever reason. And if you had a childhood where you didn't really get the privilege of dreaming because maybe it was a really rough situation, this is an opportunity for you to start fresh, right? This is an opportunity for you to dig deep, start exploring yourself, start figuring out what hurts are there and what needs to be healed. Maybe going to therapy. I recommend therapy for everyone. It's awesome to talk to someone who is a non-objective observer who can really help you reflect back. So maybe for some of you, therapy would be a really good thing. But all I'm saying for right now is for you to carve out some time to get quiet, to start asking yourself questions. So that's your goal for this week. You're gonna get quiet, start observing your thoughts, being curious, not judgmental, and start becoming a student of your inner self. You are going to be pretty amazed at what you can start to uncover, and I can't wait to hear from you. Till then, rage on, my darlings. Have a fantastic day.